We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome, 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 welcome your beautiful faces. Wait, who says that? Welcome your beautiful faces. Oh, I think that's Syndicate, wow. Right?
Is that Syndicate? You mean my faces?
He's like,
welcome. Oh, no, I was thinking something else. What's his name? DeFranco. But he says some other word in there. You know what I mean?
No, I also think, hey, guys in the live, make sure you let me know that you can hear Matt, hear my brother good, hear all of us good. No, I think Syndicate goes, welcome your beautiful faces to another day. Another, I don't know. Anyways, welcome to the Stick Talk podcast, man. We are 2 episodes away, including this one, from ending season 1 of the podcast. It's been great. I wanted to get an OG of the FIFA community on so we could talk FIFA 21. Talk about the content, talk about the gameplay, talk about FIFA. So none other than the big boy himself, Matt HD Gamer. What's up, brother?
I'm very good. How's it going? How's it going, guys? How's life?
Good, good. My brother on the right, left of me, he's over there with a backwards hat. What's up, brother?
You talking to me? Hey, how you doing?
Oh, wait.
It's cool.
Hey, for the people listening at home, y'all can't know. Oh, y'all could probably see this on the live. Look at my Dragon Ball Z hoodie. This thing is fire. Anybody listening?
I was going to say something. You should. Where'd you get it? Because I need to cop me one like ASAP. Hey, it's really nice.
So listen, you know, for everybody listening to the podcast, so your boy's a little chunky, you know, a little gordito, right? So yesterday I was eating an orange while I was playing COD, and I dropped some of my orange on my controller. And you guys know when you get the sticky button? That's over with.
No.
Oh, I got the sticky button.
That control is gone. That's gone.
It's over.
Yeah, you literally need to buy a new one, bro. There's no fixing that. It's done.
So where I'm at right now is the middle of nowhere. I'm driving to every store to find an Xbox X. Every time I walked in, I said, you got an Xbox X? He said, excuse me, what's an Xbox, sir? And I was like, oh, this is bad. Finally, I find a store and they had this hoodie in it and a controller. I was like, oh, this is life. And I got the hoodie. It's beautiful, dude. It's such a nice hoodie. Anyways, like guys, right now Liverpool is playing. They're up, what, 2-0?
2-0 right now. Yeah,
2-0. Got on the sky, go. We're still doing well. Yeah. I'm nervous. We've got to get this win, then I'm happy.
Yeah, top four for Liverpool. It's been an interesting. Let's start off there. The Premier League. Yep. How you feel about Liverpool's season, Matt?
It's been so up and down. Like a really pretty good start. And then obviously Van Dijk's injury and Henderson being injured. Gomez has been so up and down. But I think if we get top four, I'll just be thrilled just to see it out. It's been a bad title defense, but probably not as bad as some people forget. I mean, Chelsea had a bad, title defense, but still, it's not been great. But I think overall, if we get top four, we've got to take that after how bad we've been. But I think we're number one in the form table if we beat Burnley now. So I think I'll take it, top four. I think come back stronger next season, get some new players, Thiago more settled in, and should be good.
Most impressive team this season.
Most impressive. I mean, probably got to go with just Man City. Yeah. Man City, but just been dominant from the start, really. And then yeah, I think they've probably been impressive. I'd say Leeds have been pretty good to start with their first season back.
I'll take West Ham. I would say West Ham. Jay, who you got? West Ham's been pretty good. Dude, West Ham's literally a couple points out of top four. They're like
I'm kind of sad personally, bro, because again, I'm a neutral, right? When I look at the EPL, I want interesting things. Yeah. I know Liverpool fans and stuff, and Liverpool's top four for them, I think, is incredible, bro. With all the injuries that they had, they just scored another goal.
Who scored that one?
I think it was Chamberlain.
My stream is behind.
Ruined it for Matt.
How could you?
Sorry.
Imagine being in America and getting the game before the guy in England. That's tough.
Wi-Fi is terrible.
Go on, Jay.
Like I said, with all the injuries, losing Gomes, losing VVD, it's like all the injuries that they have. If they get top four, I think it's a win for a season for Liverpool.
Yeah.
I just wanted West Ham and Leicester to stay in the top four just because I think it would be interesting way to end the season.
Listen, it's interesting, but it's bad for football because, like, no disrespect to Leicester or West Ham, because Leicester's having a great season as well. Going to the Champions League, you want to send the best, man. You need that, right? And
They would be considered the best. They made it top four. No,
but Jay, listen, the Chelsea, Liverpool, United, City's thing up top is so important for other leagues as well. Because, for example, look at Sparta, how much money they made off of Bruno Fernandes, which then fed them to go win the league after 20 years. Right? That's 20 true. Years. Bruno gets sold. They put a team together. Bang, they go win the league. This stuff's so important for other leagues, right? So getting these big teams getting top four. Most disappointing team, I'm going Arsenal.
Yes. I agree 100%.
I think I would agree on that one. They're so inconsistent. I'd say Spurs, I'd put Spurs in the category.
True.
As well. They're not far away from Arsenal if you look at the table.
Weren't they first?
Dude, they were first.
Dylan. I was like, ooh, Mourinho was going to win
Everton
this.
As well, I'd put in there just because Everton were first for like 3 weeks at the start of the season.
Yep.
Now they're Everton. Seventh.
Yeah, Everton started off really nice. I was like, oh man, this could be a good year. And then Spurs and Everton just fell off completely. And I don't know where they're at now. They might be mid-table, I think.
Yeah.
Everton, they're about eighth now. Like, they're ahead of Arsenal. Arsenal, in my opinion, bro, they need to do something there, man. I feel bad. I'm not an Arsenal fan, but I feel horrible for Arsenal because what they used to be to what they're now, bro, is so disappointing, in my opinion, as a neutral. And I don't know what that club needs. You know what I mean? Like, is it a manager? Is it management? What is it?
They need to follow. I hate to say it, but they need to follow the blueprint of Liverpool. Liverpool was a team that was massive in England, dominating England for many years. Then they had a huge fall off where a championship just wouldn't come. Like, even when they had it, Gerrard slipped. Everybody remembers that. And it was kind of like, sorry, Matt. It was kind of like they went and got a real manager that just, really just fueled the young players, fueled that whole energy and then they started picking up players here and there, and then they kind of went. I think Arsenal needs to go that style, bro. They need to, what I'm saying? Liverpool kind of put a team together under the radar when no one was really... There were some huge signings there, but there was a lot but there was players they snuck in that like... Did they pay a lot for Trent?
Trent came through the youth academy.
It was,
yeah,
right?
So he came through the academy. Then we got players like... I agree with James Milner was a good signing as well. We had going back into Rodgers' days, like Sterling came through the academy.
Yeah.
Robbo we got from Hull City for like £6 million.
See, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, you'd say Alisson was a bargain at the price as well. I mean, there's so many shrewd signings that we made that added to our like...
How much was VVD?
VVD was expensive.
Was he 80 million?
He was 80 because I remember he was 80 or 70 because I remember everybody just laughing at Liverpool for paying so much money for him. And then they go and start winning Champions League and titles.
Yeah.
And then Man U turns around and pays 80 something for Maguire. So I don't know who's laughing now. You know what I mean? So
to be fair though, United's kind of doing the Liverpool way as well now. They've kind of like, Bruno was a bargain.
Yes, 100%, bro.
That's one of the bargains of the last 6 years, maybe. That was a huge... He completely transformed that team.
He's the best player by far. I mean, for me. What was his price they paid? Sporting 50? For Bruno?
No, so Man United paid like 50 or 55, 47, something like that, around there. Wow. Sporting ended up getting him, I think, for like 10 or 15 from Italy, because he came from Italy. He was playing in Italy, came to Sporting, had a great season, couple seasons, and then goes on. But yeah, he I think Bruno, I say this all the time, Bruno was what Pogba was supposed to be. Like that spark, that...
Oh.
That superstar, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think he was no one, like everybody in England was like, oh, they signed Bruno. Yeah, he might be sick. And then he's like, whoa. But when Pogba came over, it was like, oh, Pogba's coming. You know what I mean? It was like this super hype for him.
Mental, bro. I think his mental and his drive and him wanting to win, like,
yeah,
just changed the attitude of the team. And they just wanted to push for it. You know what I mean? That's how I see it anyway, because I'm going to be real. Before he got there, they seemed kind of down. Looked like the team didn't really want to play together. Yeah. Things weren't really going their way. He comes and the dynamic on the team starts to change as well. Yeah. And some players are looking better than others. And people want to go ahead and be like, oh, he only scores pens. Guess what, bro? Like, people aren't getting mad for me saying this, but pens aren't easy to score. Just ask Messi.
That's tough. No, look, the only reason I don't call him Pen Bruno Fernandez or whatever they call him is because I watched them in like, Matt, you should have seen Sporting last year. They sucked, bro. Like, this team for the last 3 years. This year they won the league. They put a good team together, but they sucked. And this man carried that team goals after goals. Anyways, switching real quick. I would say four most disappointed teams: Spurs, Everton, Arsenal, and I think one that we're not talking about, Wolves. I think Wolves.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah,
they kind of didn't perform. They lost, what's his name? Jota. And then it was kind of...
Jota, Raul got the head injury.
Oh, yeah, the head injury. True.
They lost some. So, and Jota, dude, that's another signing for... We didn't even talk about it. Jota going to Liverpool?
That was huge.
That was a dub, in my opinion.
I think he was a good transfer fee.
I don't think it was a lot. Yeah, another under the radar, like not really. Did Adama play this year?
He has, but I think he just can't score.
I'm pretty sure
he's got like a few goals. Yeah, I'm pretty sure the chat might know, but I think he's got like only 3 goals, maybe, if that.
Yeah, crazy.
Which isn't great for a right winger.
Yeah.
I think Wolves, to be fair, I think in all leagues with COVID and everything, man, injuries happening.
Fake season, bro. I agree. Yeah, no, count it out. Benfica got third place. Fake season, bro. United in second place. Nah, for no fans. Fake season, bro. Look, of course City's going to be in first place. They never have fans in there either way. Come on now. That's easy for them. I'm kidding. Hey, City fans, please keep listening. That was just a prank. That was a prank to see if you were paying attention. All right, man, listen. Let's go to the conversation that we're all here for. The EPL has been great. Oh, actually, real quick before we go. Final for the Euros. Jay, you start.
Finals for the Euro?
Yeah.
Portugal, France, and France is going to win it.
Portugal, France.
Finals, yeah.
Ooh. Matt, you go?
I think France as well will win it, but I think, unfortunately, it's going to be England in the final. I think we'll get to the final.
Hey, England, Belgium. Final for me.
No,
England,
way.
Yes. Belgium. England, Belgium. England, exactly. Belgium. Yep. England, Belgium, bro. I'm telling y'all. Listen, that Belgium team, it's right there. It's right there, dude, to being something special. And KDB's good.
It's right there, but no back line. They can have everything they have up front. They have no defense, bro. Who's their defense?
Adebayor's a bit old now, isn't he?
Portugal won, like, bro, Vertonghen
going to be the guy back there, bro?
Portugal won it with Font. He has 30 pace in FIFA. Are you kidding me right now? They won the Euros with Font.
Timo was good.
He's not good.
I said that Font... The rest of the team was good.
Pep was 75 years old with a cane out there, and they won it.
We're going to be out there. We're going to win it again, bro. That's all I'm saying.
Let's switch the conversation to FIFA. I'm going to start with you, Jay. Scale of 1 to 10, FIFA 21.
Ooh, can we go negative numbers, please?
Chill. Give a realist number.
One being the worst.
Yeah.
I'm going to give this... let me put this in context. I'm a gameplay more guy than anything else.
Everything included. Gameplay, content, everything included.
No, I'm putting everything included. I'm going to give this a four and a half, in my opinion.
That's low, Matt.
Wow.
This is the worst FIFA I've ever played.
Ooh.
That is a big statement.
Dude. FIFA 20 was trash. I don't know what you're talking about, buddy. Yeah,
this one is the worst one, bro. This is the worst.
What do you got, Matt?
So you're saying overall or like gameplay?
Yeah, overall.
Gameplay... too repetitive. I'd give gameplay, Jesus Christ, I'd give it like a gameplay at 1.7 for gameplay.
Yeah.
But content, I'm really specific. Content, I'd say helps it a hell of a lot.
Yeah.
Still, it's not perfect. I'd say, oh God, I'd say overall I'll go 3.8.
3.8.
So no, listen, 3.6. 3.6.
3.6. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so yeah. I was going to give it a 5 because I was going to say that the gameplay is like a 1.5. And then I was going to say content carries hard and content brings it back up. Because I do think they got the content right. And this is exactly why I wanted someone like Matt on. Because Matt, you've been with me from the, we come from the beginning. So we've seen.
Like a decade, 10 years.
Yeah. So we've seen the Rhoda Shaw blow ups. Now we're seeing the Danny blow up. We've seen the blow up of everyone, bro. Right. And from Matt, Chris MD, we've seen it all. Right.
And, everything.
Yeah, and now you see people like Haber's killing on the scene with the share plays. He's doing amazing with that. You got Danny blowing up nasty. And so the reason I want to bring this conversation up is because we've adapted so well through the years of everything has changed from, and now it's going into this share play era where everyone's adapting to that now. And my question to you is this, because I personally don't like share plays. And I love it as a content creator because we can make thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars off without wasting time or money, really. We just sit there, people offer us their content, and we're like, sick. And we make dope videos, and it's sick. So I love it in that aspect. But the reason I hate share plays is this. I love it because it exposes EA's pack weights, but I hate it because it makes people turn all their cards in and then go play COD.
That's true.
And I think it takes away from people playing FIFA.
Yep. It really does.
It does, right?
Yeah, I think it's spot on. Like we said it before, we'd start the podcast today. Yeah, just it with share plays, the issue that we probably all have is that for the people watching, if you don't know this, on YouTube, when you upload a video, you have like a, you know, 1 out of 10, you know, a last 10 video marker. And a lot of the time when me and Skills and whoever does like a share play video, it will get like 1 to maybe 3 of 10, one being the best, 10 being the worst.
Yep.
And although obviously it's an amazing feeling when you get a video to hit that top 5 mark, the thing that I think it lacks with share plays is that you don't feel that, I guess, rewarding feeling as much when you used to back in the days of FIFA 14, FIFA 15, when we'd be doing way more creative content. And that's my biggest thing with it is like, sometimes I'm like, damn, I feel like I'm not being that creative with content. It's just kind of easy to do and it really does well and it's fun, but it isn't as fun as maybe when we used to like crazy squads. We do 1v1 videos. Yeah. We do like FIFA fails, whatever. Like there is something missing with share plays, but I definitely agree. I think it's just like, it's not as fun when you're not as creative is kind of my standpoint.
I watch a lot of hashtag Harry. Well, he's not hashtag no more, but I watch a lot of Harry because Harry's doing like these 30-0 West Ham teams, 30-0 with this. And it's just, it's content. It's creativity behind it. Jay, do you feel like it's kind of like, you remember like when you were about to fail class and they were like, yo, you got to do an essay. And then you would go read, like you would go online and they would give you like the cheat codes. Like they would sum.
You read the cliff notes.
The cliff notes of the book. Do you feel like that's what share plays are kind of like a little bit?
It feels cheaty. In the fact that like it's just easy content, right? It feels like I'm gonna be real with you, man. I know I'm a smaller content creator, but I feel like every pack, and don't get it twisted, bro. I know how the packs work. You gotta the excitement. You bullshit, right? Like let's be real. You bullshit sometimes because we've seen so many damn packs. You're sick of seeing the packs. I don't care who you're getting.
What I'm saying about the share plays. Does it make these kids feel like there's nothing there no more?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It takes away from it, I think, for the content creator as being a creative content creator and also for the viewer.
Yeah.
You're seeing so much of the same stuff and not great packs that it's not like it almost puts it like, what's the point? You know, what's the point of playing this if the people that are putting all this time are not achieving it? Why should I? You know what I mean?
So Matt, I'll bring you back in. So a couple years back, there was a community manager. Well, I ain't gonna say no names. And I've said this story before, but everyone was uploading top 100 rewards. And at this time, I remember we were all doing it. And at this time, I was getting top 100 rewards weekly. Is when I did that 40-0 and 17 and stuff like that. And somehow I was getting lucky. The NA people sucked it. No, I'm just kidding. So I'm kidding. So anyways, I talked to the community manager. I almost said his name there. And I said, hey, man, I was like, yo, these share plays could be bad for the community. He goes, no, it's great exposure for EA. And I said, but dude, it's showing like how atrocious these packs really are. I was like, eventually people will get sick of them. So do you think there's going to be a point where people just get sick of seeing people pack Maradona, and it's just like packing a regular gold card because of share plays.
I think today was a good example of that, where I think they released like another team of the season, like Bundesliga pack. And for me, that, although it's kind of exciting, it's like, it's just kind of repetitive, isn't it? I think all the issues they've had, like legally with Netherlands and Belgium, that's the stuff that could really kind of come back to haunt them. But yeah, I just think people are getting on to the fact that buying packs is just a terrible idea in general. But yeah, I know what you mean. Like, I just think it might get to a point, maybe 1 or 2 years time, where people kind of bored of doing guaranteed packs. Maybe we need something else with an ultimate team. But
yeah,
I guess that's for a separate conversation. But yeah, I definitely agree. I think they've got to be more creative with content still. I've seen Madden do some incredible things over the past few years. MLB does like phenomenal content at times. So they've got to be more creative, but we need more in FIFA.
I just, again, I like the share plays, because I think as a content creator, who, and this is just being completely open, who wouldn't like to put a video together in an hour and 30 minutes and then upload it and then be like, yo, look at this, I'm getting number one in my like top 10. Like, that's sick, right? That's a good feeling. So regardless of how it comes, it's a great feeling. And I'm not taking shots at any of anyone who does share plays, because you best believe I'm about to start uploading 3 share plays a day. You know what I mean? But what I'm saying here is, are we all going to get to the point where no one cares anymore? Because that's what I'm scared of. In the beginning, stuff is great. I told people, and Jay, you were there for that conversation. I said, yo, this will be the, I said this, Nep was there, Nick28T was there, Bateson was, I said, this will be, Foot Champs will be the end of FIFA. And people said, dude, you're stupid. I said, it's going to make the community so toxic. 5 years later, where we at? How toxic is this place?
Oh my God.
can we just get away from the whole like, rivals where it's competitive? And have you guys been doing objectives, bro? Because you go into friendlies, it's like Elite One. I'm trying to get top 100. I'm like, what is this, bro? I'm going in with a crappy team to get these objectives done real quick. People are playing like it's, oh my God, like this is the last game in my top 100. Like, bro, the game has gotten to a point where I feel like this is the base of the game, bro. You want to play the game. If the gameplay was good, everything else would fall into place. True. In my opinion, I feel like everything else would be fun and people would get on. I feel like most people get on now. They look at the objective. They, I want to play FIFA, so I'm going to do the objective. If they're not doing the objective, they look for the 1 o'clock content. No 1 o'clock content, they're off the game. Yeah. Literally, they get on 5 minutes off the game. They're like, oh, that's not for me. I'm going to leave. I'm going to go watch some share plays, or I'm going to go watch a streamer to see what they're getting, because I'm not doing it. I'm going to wait for another big pack.
Or they just watch the person to see if they should do it. Like, is it worth it type stuff? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people will go to a NEP video at 1 o'clock or 6 p.m. and he'll be like, all right, let me see what he gets before I go complete mine. And then there's a lot of people, because I know, bro, we were all 13 years old at one point. I know for a fact there's people turning in their entire team. And then they're like, I'm not going through this no more. FIFA, like, EA's trash. And then they leave and go play another game. And that's cool. And that's what I'm saying. Another view of our community gone. Another player of this game gone. And I think it's what you guys are saying, right? The fact that the gameplay is so bad, everyone's living on the content. And then when the content's bad for them out of that pack, then they're like, well, the gameplay's not good either way. So I'm just going to go, I'm going to go shoot the new Mac 10. I know about COD now. Y'all been playing that game. It feels good.
Yeah, I've been seeing it. Yeah, you've been
right. I know about a Mac 10 now, boys.
Hey, listen, you got to teach me, bro, because I tried the other day and I had to get off after 2 games where I couldn't do it with my stomach, bro.
The only thing I know how to do is say, can you res me? So anyways, listen, here's the thing. I never thought I would say this, because Matt, going back to like FIFA 13 and FIFA 14, you know what think the gameplay problem is? And I know we're going like from content to gameplay and stuff, but I never thought I would say this. But I think the gameplay's problem is manual heading. And what I mean by that is because of, the servers are so heavy, right? That when the ball gets crossed in, it's impossible to score a header, because like if you're aiming forward, the game is so delayed that it's going to think that you're aiming to the left, especially in Foot Champs, and you're going to miss a header every time. If heading was a thing, would it stop the 5-back, the 1-depth, the comeback on defense? Like, the game needs that crossing is bossing aspect to kind of open up the game. How you feel about that, Matt?
Yeah, I think as well, like, not just that, I think in general, the gameplay is just so inconsistent with gameplay speed. Mm-hmm. Like, last weekend, I played, I think it was like 20 games. I think I won like, was it 17 and 3. And then, weirdly, actually, I matched up against Nep. And that was the only game where the gameplay was fast. So I've been playing, and you guys have as well, probably, and everyone watching on the stream has been like playing this weekend league where you've played half of your games and they're slow during the day. And at night, suddenly it's fast and it's a bit more enjoyable. And I think that's one of the biggest issues they have, where the gameplay is so inconsistent that you can't actually get used to it, which then means it's not as fun.
Yeah.
And then it's just, it's FIFA is, I've never played a game like FIFA where one game can feel completely different to the previous one. Whereas Warzone, right? You go in Warzone, it's a laugh with your mates and stuff. Every game is the same. Even on bad ping, if I'm playing on your guy's server, the ping is like, doesn't make a difference. It's crazy. So
you just don't know. Like when I'm playing COD, bro, COD reminds me of like you're playing a video game. It like brings back that like, yo, this is a game. You know what I mean? Like, I think the problem with FIFA is like the heavy servers. And then when you got the heavy servers plus someone who's playing that slow mentality, just depth, like, you know what I mean? And I think that's a huge issue. But I don't know. For me, one thing I will say, and Jay, you know this, when I was dropping all like those crazy top 100s back in 17, 18, 19, I used to play in the demon hours. I don't do that no more. I would play against like pros every game because I would, like 2, 1, 2, 3, 4 in the morning, all the demons out, all the good players are out.
Jesus.
Yeah. So listen, those hours, right? You play pros, but I always tell my viewers this, I would rather lose to a professional player than lose to somebody who plays, it was like a gold 3 playing that one depth thing. You know what I mean? That it just feels better losing to a pro because you go, you know what? He's just better. He's just better, and you're okay with that.
I know. My like skills. You say this all the time, right? I watch your content. We've talked about it. If somebody beats you, they're better than you. Listen here, buddy. I hate when you say this because when you play somebody, I understand they beat you. Technically, they're better than you at that moment. But when you play the game, you can tell it what somebody's skill level is at. I don't rage at FIFA when I go up against somebody and they're better than me and I can tell they're better than me. I'm like, bro, he deserves a win. I move on. It's when you're losing to those guys that can barely, and I'm not taking shots, bro. Like wherever you get in weekend league, that's where you get, that's where you're playing. But I'm losing to people that barely can get gold 3, gold 2.
Yeah.
And I know I'm getting elite 3, 2, 1. You get what I'm trying to say? Uh-huh. That's where it annoys me. The only other problem that I'm having with the game, and I was going to ask the both of you this, is since I want to say team of the year, every single game, it doesn't matter. I've tested this, friendlies, rivals. I got a gig up, a gig down, so it's not on my end. Every time I'm in a game, every single weekend, I get the stupid little red and yellow icon, and then my players literally do not turn, and everybody's just skilling around me. I'm like, what am I supposed to do?
Does it always happen, like, right in front of your box? Like, right when you're about to make a play, that little thing pops up, like, yo, how did that happen right there, buddy?
Bit of input delay.
Are you getting that out there?
I mean, I've just moved house, so like the connection isn't as good, but it's like 20 ping, so it's not too bad, but I just don't get fast gameplay. I'm not sure if that's like a UK thing.
Matt, listen, bro, I get 4 to 8 ping and my gameplay, feels like me on a treadmill, bro. Like I'm going the slowest speed. You know what I mean? Men can't run. I'll pull a hammy. I'm too old for that now. It's so, for me, it's so slow out here. But you Xbox or PS?
PlayStation.
Okay, you went to PlayStation. Used to be Xbox, right?
Yeah, I actually missed those days because that was good gameplay back in the day. FIFA 17. I missed that.
See, so you feel the way I feel, but Xbox has now gone to a weird gameplay and I want to go to PlayStation because of it. Because I feel like around me, what I feel like is because I'm on Xbox, so many people less buy the game on Xbox. Then I'm in America, so less people play it in America. And then you have to like hope that when you're on a 15 game win streak in champs, you got to hope that someone in your area is on a 15 game win streak, you know, in that ELO. In that 15 ELO, you have to hope that person's on Xbox, that person's in your area. Otherwise, you're playing someone in like Canada and you, it says 4 ping, but you're like, bro, from me to Canada is the same as like, you know, Matt, from you to like, how far is Portugal? A couple hours, right?
Yeah, 2 hours.
No, more for me than the Canada. Canada would be like 6 hours from us, right?
Six hours.
Yeah.
To Russia or somewhere.
Jeez. Yeah, so it's a whole nother country. So I don't know, man. I feel like I will say this. I hope and I pray it happens. I really, really am in favor of cross-platform.
You think that will help, though?
Yes,
honestly.
Dude. Yes, because now
on
he opens.
Servers.
Jay, think about it. How many people will Matt connect next to his house if it's Xbox or PlayStation?
More people.
Yeah, you will always have someone near you to play you. And I think the fact that okay, so Matt, you have to be far from Nep.
Oh, yeah, I'm like, cool. I'm Liverpool. He's down south somewhere, so he's probably, 4-5 hour drive, maybe?
And you matched him.
Yeah, I played against him. And the connection was amazing,
But surely there had to be someone closer in your area that was either Xbox or Play. You see what I'm saying? Like, I feel
definitely.
That's where I'm coming from. So I think if it's like a share play thing, I mean, not share play, open server to, Xbox and PlayStation servers combined and everything's on one and you're matching people on both, I just feel like the gameplay will open up and be 1,000 times better. You know what I mean? Plus, like, think about it. Yeah. Two hamsters running is better than one hamster.
Who said that?
Well, because it's a hamster on the servers, right? So they put them together.
Can't run fast, and the other one runs really fast, and they end up running slower. Or like, man, you're wrong. I'm right. Hey, listen. Have you guys noticed as well with the with the share play?
How sick! Have you seen Xbox's servers though, bro? We got like 800 things. No, 700 things on the market right now, and PlayStation has like 3 million things on the market.
I'm on PlayStation, bro.
3.3 million.
Really?
Yeah, on PS5.
Right now? I don't know what's on mine. Mine's going to be... Anybody on Xbox right now that's watching the live, can you tell me how many things are on the market? I guarantee you it's like 800,000 if we're lucky.
That is a big difference, That's a huge difference.
And all of it's fodder.
Yeah, it's all cokes and screen yard.
All right, look, someone said 800K, 900K. Dude, that's a mat. You can tell right there how many people play on Xbox. There's nobody, bro. So, Jay, when I'm playing people in China when I'm playing Foot Champs, bro. I matched one guy, he was in North Korea.
That's not even possible, bro.
Is it not possible? Do they play? I don't know if they play the same game. I don't think they play the same game as I think China plays a different FIFA. Oh, man. I don't know, dude. Look, I'm going to be honest, man. I think this game is not bad. And I think this game was actually quite enjoyable until the whole, like, there was a point. I don't know if it was the stepovers point or if when it went to the, like, directional nutmegs. I'm not sure at what point the game became really, really just stupidly repetitive.
I think FIFA 18 onwards, maybe FIFA 19 onwards, actually. FIFA 17 for me was probably one of the best
kind of
fast-paced tactics made a actual difference. Gameplay was fun, and you would play Weekend League. You'd play 40 games, by the way. Jesus. That is nuts.
I used to play 80. It was so good.
And it was nearly dead after.
So good.
I don't know how you didn't
go on. What were you saying? Go on.
But yeah, just you'd want to play the game. And although you always get a bit kind of nervy before you start Weekend League, you're always thinking about it. With FIFA 17, the gameplay was that fun and fast that you would kind of bypass some of the crap that would happen. Whereas FIFA 18, probably onwards, the game got so much slower. We got introduced with, was it the time finesse shots in FIFA 19? That was just broken at that game. Lack requesters. FIFA 20. I agree with Skills. I think 21 is bad, but I don't think it's as bad as people.
FIFA 20 was bad.
Don't remember. Yeah. FIFA 20 was much worse.
And I will tell people this. 19, as bad as we hated it playing it, I think it's the funnest game since 17. But I'll tell you why it's the funnest game since 17. The two things the games have in common. Extremely broken offensive mechanics, which the other games like 20 and 21 is extremely defensively broken mechanics, right? The auto blocks are too much. In 17, auto blocks were there. People think they weren't, but they were. But the problem low drivens were a thing. So low drivens countered keepers and countered auto blocks. The ball would go under or to the side of them. And then I think 18 began the low driven finesses, right? I think that's when 18 was.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could still do low drivens, but it was
turned into finesses. So it was still avoided auto blocks. Then we went into 19 where now instead of going on the floor, you're putting it in the air, the La Corquetas. But even then, like, I remember the pro events was getting pretty solid views because people were scoring fun goals. If you put on a pro event right now for 20 or 21, there's no fun goals. It's literally like, okay, look, an auto block there. Like, there's certain people who made the game look good. Like, that kid made the game look good. Anders or whatever his name was.
With Anders. His F-overs and his,
And they've also got to add like, they've got to add like those EA drops to those streams just so they get the numbers in for people watching. Without that, I think it would be a lot less.
Yeah, like it, I think in 19, there was a point with those drops that the views got really high for them. I want to say over like 70s. I want to say it was like at one point it hit really, really, really high. And then I remember this year they did an event, you know, with like Nicky Yams and all these celebrities. I think Castro hosted it. And I think they had drops and they didn't even do nowhere near as what 19 did because the gameplay's just boring. It's just like the gameplay's not that fun to watch, bro. And you know, the saddest part for me is this, and you guys might like disagree with me here, but you know, when you're live streaming, I never really look at my numbers, but let's say there's 5,000 people watching, right? The moment I enter a game, it's going down to 3,000, 4,000. Yep. And like, oh, 100%. If you stay doing share plays, everyone's chilling.
Yep.
The moment that you go into gameplay, there's this awful dip in thing. But I don't know, my next question, y'all, is do you think it's the pandemic? Do you think it's because they didn't have time with the game that they kind of did a copy and paste game and just didn't have time to really develop this gameplay?
I mean, so the pandemic, was that March 2020? I think that started.
Yeah, so they weren't in the office the whole off season of FIFA.
Yeah, I think normally they'd probably have the game done like by May maybe, and then just their fine tuning after that. But I just think they've made. I think they've with the gameplay they've produced this year, FIFA 21. I just feel like they've just not had enough time. They've kind of rushed it out. By seeing how many updates we've had to apply to our consoles, I mean, they've done about 14 updates. So clearly, the gameplay just feels a bit rushed. My biggest thing, though, with EA in terms of gameplay, and I've said this to them in person and like whatever online, is that I always think they need more kind of football minds working on the game. Because a lot of the time, I feel like in terms of, like, say, some of the gameplay devs, although they've got, you know, the ideas of like these new skill moves being added to the game, sometimes I'm like, they might need a few more ex-footballers to come in to help with the gameplay, to say if that is realistic, to say if this is actually possible. Like skill cantors, for example, are literally probably 90% of all skill cantors in this game are physically impossible. So if they had a footballer come in and say, you know what, guys, that is actually... You can't do that in real life. What's going on?
Bro, at that point, because like you're literally doing, I don't know, or just say a roulette, bro, and you're moving this way, and then all of a sudden you cancel and stop, and you're straight up, and the ball stays with you. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a smart person, but you know, like gravity and things and things. Yeah, spinning, no, even you know what I'm
even,
saying.
Even the like you said a couple podcasts ago, Jay, the acceleration when you're going full speed already, and like the nutmeg as you're going full speed to make you go even more full speed, like that doesn't exist. When you're top speed, you're top speed. There's no more top speed. Yeah,
you can't go any faster.
No, I 100% agree. And you know, it's the thing here is because remember the capture event this summer where like we got like it was online thing and like you kind of So I got to talk to like a few people that like for a brief second when they were like, okay, we're gonna let you get content, but don't, you know, you this is a, you know, all that stuff. And I talked to them. I was like, hey man, you know, the gameplay sucked in 20, and they told me that it was the most balanced FIFA they've ever put out. And again, I'm not putting out names or anything like that because like I would never ever. And I was like, you really think so? Yeah. Like offense, there was nothing broken defensively. There was nothing broken offensively. It was a real balanced game. And I was like, man, I don't know about that
big
one.
It's a big statement.
It's brave. And then I said to them, hey, have you guys ever thought about doing the weekend league? You know, on everything on balance. So no custom tactics or instructions to, you know what I mean? And their reply was no, but we think that it should be manual everything. And I said, I'm going to go capture content. I'll talk to y'all later. And I jumped out because at that point I'm like, bro, you're going to make people go manual into weekend league servers. Like surely y'all ain't playing this game. Like there's no way that y'all want people to play manual servers, like on these servers. That's physically, So anyways, I personally think, you know, and that's the conversation. Again, that was a personal opinion, not actual like EA's like opinion. That was a personal opinion of someone who worked at EA saying that should be manual. I personally think that everything should be balanced to where it's like your 11 versus my 11, no custom tactics, no instruction. Let's see who plays FIFA better. Your formation, my formation. Let's run it. Let's run it. There's no, you know, if you have the balls to play That Bruno right back. That's a high low. Give me a high low center back, a right back. High low, like I can't even think of one right now.
High low center back?
No, right Campbell. Back. Right back or left back? Oh, high low.
Cancelo maybe? Is he high?
No, nah, Cancelo's high medium. I know there's a high low. Ramos is a high medium. There's a high low that everybody likes. Now I was like, oh yeah, Dest. So if if you have the balls to go into a weekend league game with a high low and not being able to put your guy on stay back while attacking, let's get it on.
Play me with that.
And watch how a good player will expose your work rates. Exactly. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I mean. It should just be balanced, because what's the point of having work rates plus instructions?
That's true. Yeah, I think they should have requirements, honestly, like maybe two weekend leagues a month. I think for me, I have probably the most fun gameplay wise playing objectives. Like I know there's some toxicity where people, you know, pause for you to quit, and that's another topic. But in terms of like weekend league, I would love it if you had like a max 82 rated squad, you know, for one weekend league a month. Yeah. I think it'd add something into the mix, which we haven't really seen for a long time.
They had that in the beginning and I hated it, but now I want it because
it'd be something different.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I want to beat my head against the wall with Varane and Mendy every time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think I want to say now tactics and thing are more important than actually knowing how to play the game. And that is the problem, right? If you set up the proper tactics and you just literally don't even play the game, you just move so you don't log out, the team will defend for you and then you can just counter. I think what the problem is that they're focusing too much on the wrong things. I like your idea. I've been saying this forever, Matt, with they need to get people that actually understand the game of football maybe a bit more, just because a team defending, and I feel like I'm repeating myself here, but a team defending in real life is always going to be more fatigued than the team with the more possession and controlling the game. But it's the opposite in FIFA, right? The team that's attacking is the one that's being punished. The team that's sitting back is the one that can counter so quickly. That's not how real life works. These skill moves and these cancel things, I think they're just adding things to look cool. And I'm not trying to like be an asshole here. I think they do these things like the bridge looks cool when you're doing a montage or you're doing a preview of your game coming up. You know, it looks cool, but putting it into gameplay wise is probably all the skills that they added this year are probably the dumbest and unrealistic things that I've ever seen in real life football.
It makes sense. I'm gonna play devil's advocate here. On EA's point of view, it makes sense, right? Because they don't expect someone to do 37 nutmegs in a row. They don't plan for that, right? So like a skill cancellation actually makes sense. Like if you're starting to do a heel to heel and you can cancel that midway through and put your foot on the top of the ball real quick or something, that's possible in real life. So their vision of it makes sense, but the way it actually translates into the game doesn't make sense. So it shouldn't be in the game. You know what I'm saying? It's the same way how like they can't translate Messi's gameplay into the game, right? They want to, but Messi's just not what Messi is in real life in FIFA. He's never will. It never has been, never will be, because you can't make runs like that with the player, right? So you can't. So there's certain things that you can't take from real life football and put into the game because it doesn't translate well. Skill cancellation, nutmegs 37 times in a row. Like that's just not even a thing in real life. So I think they have like it for them. It kind of makes sense, but just the whole thing, Jay, of like Matt, you said in the chat right now to our live, you know, Mbabu at center back. If crossing was a thing, would you be able to run João Cancelo at center back, Mbabu at center back, all these guys at center back, because their defensive awareness is low? That most of them are not tall. Left backs and right backs at center backs are now being they'll get punished if crossing was a good thing. So I think there needs to be a balance in the gameplay, and it's not there. And I think that the fact of instructions and tactics are allowing people to just do stuff like Adama at center back. And do you remember how much abuse Nep got when I think he put like Digne or somebody in the midfield and actually thought it was a good idea? He got a lot of hate for it. It was somebody a couple years back.
Mendy.
Yeah, Bale. He's
put Bale in the midfield. He's put Henri in the midfield, and people gave him shit. And now
and we used to laugh at him, and now everybody's doing it.
It's fullbacks everywhere. It's literally fullbacks right wing, right back, CDM, CM. It's confusing, bro. It's literally
Works though. It works, and that's my next. You know, Matt, you play a lot of COD?
Yeah, quite a bit. I haven't played lately, but no, I've got quite a lot of wins on it. It's good fun.
Yeah, so when a gun's broken, do they nerf it?
Eventually, yeah.
Eventually. Yeah. FIFA doesn't nerf stuff. much.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I actually enjoyed the update. You know, when I think it was like December time, where skill moves were kind of, they were, yep, I'd say, what's the phrase? I guess overpowered, but they were actually quite a lot of fun to do. And then I think they nerfed the, like, was it step overs that they nerfed?
Yeah,
I actually found that kind of gameplay for me was probably most enjoyable this FIFA. Mm-hmm. But then they just kind of ruined step overs, probably because Anders was doing so well with it. But yeah, it's just what you're saying then is just spot on. Like, in terms of the balance, there's got to be a balance to mm-hmm. these bridges. And, you know, there should be, you know, attackers should have their strength kind of balanced out where they can actually go up against a João Cancelo centre back who's just got pace. There's so many things like that, and I definitely think that they should be, this game should be good enough where you can actually use Messi and he feels like you're using Lionel Messi. That's for me on the gameplay devs. They've got to figure out a way where you can use Messi and be like, oh my god, I'm actually using the best player of all time. His intricate dribbling, his incredible finesse shots. But I hope to god we can get there one day. This game should be like Warzone. You play it for hours and you have a laugh. It's just at times it can feel a bit like, damn, I'm done. I've played 2 hours of FIFA. I'm done today. Like, you know, you shouldn't feel like that.
Yeah, no. And I've never seen
17 and 18 were like that for me. I was on that game for hours and hours and hours. I'm going to be honest with you, man. I might be the only one here, but I would love to see, and I talk crap about this all the time, but a remaster of 17 with some SBC content from right now, bro. Oh my God, be in heaven. Bro, I'd be in heaven.
Bro, I would be playing that all day.
Bro, why can't they? Why can't they just
remaster
that?
The damn thing, bro? Please.
Yeah, dude. Just whatever.
That's a good idea.
Yo, see, what I'm hoping for is that the next, you know, the next game being made on these new consoles now, and like, you know, countries are kind of getting back to normal, so I'm pretty sure they're in the offices. I'm hoping that this game actually comes out pretty good. But it's like you said there, Matt, like, if you're running a Harry Kane, he should run over a João Cancelo at center back.
Yeah.
Because he would in real life. He would just body him and that's it. Because that's why you need players like VVD and Harry Maguire and stuff like that, because you need some meat back there. So, like, you don't get punished at all in this game for you know, I would say you get more punished in this game for running a small Conte than running a small center back.
Yeah, it's true.
You know what I mean? And that just feels weird. So I don't know. Hopefully EA, you know, EA, if you do listen to this podcast, I want you to always know that we are not hating on you. We just want better for the game. And I think everybody wants, every guest I bring on, you know what I mean? Whether they're an SBC guy, whether they're, you know, I've had the Nep on, I've had run the Foot Market Nick on. Everybody wants one thing, and it's better gameplay. It's
100%, bro. It's I think gameplay drives everything, and I don't think anybody wants to get on a game and just stare at menus all day and then go into the game and feel disappointed, bro.
Yeah.
Like everything has to come together to be a great game.
Yeah.
The one thing I will say really quickly though, and I've thought about this, pandemic could have been definitely an issue with this game, but also they might have made, and I don't know, like I'm not a developer, so I don't know how it really works. You know how we're transitioning to new gens? I don't know if they maybe made the game for new gen and then just like copy pasted it, or if it was because it was a copy paste from the old gen to the new gen that the game got as weird as it got. I'm interested to see what happens next year, because if I am not mistaken, it's going to be new gen game, and we'll see where that goes.
I remember 19 ended. I said 20 would suck. And then 20 ended, and I sent a Discord with everybody. I said, 21's going to be terrible. I am openly saying this in front of everybody. I believe 2022 will be a good game.
I think so, too.
I think it's every 3 years. Every 3 to 4 years, we get a good one.
Please.
I'm serious, bro. It has to be. Think about it. Listen, 17 was good. What was 3 years before that? That was
14. That was a new console game, wasn't it? That was a new Xbox game.
So, like, 13 and 14 were pretty good, right?
Yeah, 14 was great.
Yeah, and then 15, 16. 16 was the introductions of drafts and stuff like that, and it was cool. But then 17 was fire. I'm telling you, every 3 to 4 years, we just get this game that's like, whoo!
I've been saying it too, right? We had, in my opinion, I think 18 was good as well. 17 might be better, but 17, 18 for me.
Oh, 17 was way better.
17 and 18. I mean, I'm just saying, bro. I'm just literally saying. I like those two versions of the game compared to what we have now. So 17, 18. 19 was trash. 20 was trash, 21 trash, so 22 has to be good. Like, it has to be good, bro. How can they make so many bad titles all in a row? No, you know what I mean?
The reason I always go with, like, the 2 to 3 to 4 years, and I know people are like, that's a weird logic. I think they stick with, like, the same meta for like 2 to 3 years. And then it switched. Like 17 and 18 were very similar. And then 19 came with this incredible meta. Then they were like, oh, we fucked up on this one. Because it was like time finesses. So they quickly went to a new meta. 20 and 21 are basically the same games.
Yeah.
A little bit tweaked. Very similar. So every 2 years you're getting one. And then in the middle, they'll lob you some random one. Because, dude, the difference between 12, 13, and 14 was huge. You started seeing like this huge difference, right? Like I'm trying to remember all the games and stuff like that. But, you know, like every like 2 to 3 years, you get like the same type of meta. And then it gives a switch and then a switch. So I think this is going to be the Switch meta. I think we're going to see like, I think next year's meta is going to be like Scorpion Kicks.
Oh, God.
Do you guys think EA feel pressure to make a completely new game? Because when you think about it, like the last few years, other than maybe 20 and 21, I'd say like FIFA 17 was such a good game. It makes you question, why did they change it that much to FIFA 18? Because FIFA 18 gameplay was so separated from being similar to FIFA 17 gameplay. Because
they nerfed the low-drivens.
I wonder sometimes, do they feel the pressure from the higher-ups to make a completely new game from scratch? Because like, why fix something that was clearly not broken?
Yeah.
17 was probably most people's favorite ultimate team when it became like, I guess, Weekend League, since Weekend League came in 17. And it just makes you think, if they went back to the drawing board and took the positives from that game and brought it into 22, 23, the impact will be massive, because it makes you question as well, like, have they changed a lot of gameplay producers since that game? I just think they should definitely go back to the drawing board and then just add to it. Like, it was great. It was actually a really good game.
If you play, maybe it's because I don't know enough about PES, and somebody in the chat that's watching the live could go off this. But also, if you guys are watching live, make sure to rate us on Apple Music, Spotify, where everywhere you can listen. But I personally think like PES, when I get on that game, every year I feel like it's the same, just different jerseys and like graphics look better. But the gameplay's similar to what their gameplay's always been. And I feel like every year you get on FIFA, it's a whole new game. And you're like, but why? Like, why did it have to change this much? True.
I'm going to go back to what Matt said. I don't think it's every year. Like, the game changes every year, but also every time you go into a game, the game feels different. So it's like,
they do change the gameplay. They do change the gameplay a lot through patches as well. They change. Yeah, but I get what you're saying. Why change the games? Why did we change from the 17 and 18 style of gameplay? We know why goalkeeper movement came in 19, and that was because they had no way to nerf low drivens. Mm-hmm. They had to find a way to get these people to manually use the goalkeeper to work that. So that's why that came in. But I just don't get why things dramatically change. Because, dude, you compare this gameplay to 17 gameplay and it's night and day. Like, it's not even close.
It's so slow as well. Every year, the gameplay is just slower. And I never understand why it gets slow, because football in real life is getting faster. You look at the Premier League, how fast our league is. It's insane. I don't know how they keep up, but like, it's just... Why change so many things when it's broke? But someone in the chat just put then, like, every... At the start of every FIFA, the gameplay is actually okay. It's quite good. And then they just ruin it with patches. I mean,
because I tell this to my brother all the time, Matt. And I know I'm always playing devil advocate and taking, like, trying to defend EA, but I will defend EA on this. When you have such a big fan base, millions and millions of people playing, me, you, and Jay hate the game, right? But there is somebody out there right now that this is their top 100 game, and they love this game. And I think why they change every year so much is trying to cater to every single person. Look, I think they do feel pressure, because I'm not going to lie to you, Matt. I think the only reason we're getting so much content right now is because they dropped the ball on the Premier League team of the season, and probably no money came in. And the people could have been like, yo, what happened here? And they were like, fix this. So they just started throwing SBCs out to make people open packs to get fodder.
Yeah, I think they changed. So the comment always comes up. You guys remember FIFA 18? I don't know. I'm sure you guys remember, but like the comments about it, and this still rings in my head on a daily. Everybody you talk to that played FIFA 18 will literally say FIFA 18 pre-patch was the best game ever made. Pre-patch.
Oh yeah, like, remember that?
FIFA 18 was the pre-patch best game ever. People were saying the same thing about this game. I heard it during 22.
Oh yeah, because 18 came out as a Matt. You're right. It came out. It was 17 super fast. I remember people were scoring 20 goals in 18. In the beginning, it was like 11 goals a game in the beginning. The first like 2 weeks, it was mad goals going in. We were like, this game's sick. And then they patched it, and it went slow.
Right, but like I get the patch. Yeah. the patch. I don't get what they did with the patch to screw the game up. Mm. But the one thing that I will say this to argue the, oh, before the patch, during the beginning of any FIFA, I don't care if it's FIFA 40, okay, in years from now, every game, when you get the game, everybody's trying to understand the game. Everybody's trying to learn what's broken. Everybody's trying to learn the tactics. The reason we say pre-patch is good because no one's running garbage tactics. Remove tactics. Yeah. And the game will always play the same.
Yeah.
Yep. Once people find the rattiest shit you can do, they are going to run it. And that's just what it is.
Or like I've always said, and Matt, you can give, we'll end on this note right here. If a month before the game drop, 22, everyone gets an email, open servers, FIFA 22.
An email.
Yeah, you get an email. Everybody, if you have a FIFA account, everybody can log on to this server. On this server, the game will be open for a month. It'll be Foot Champ Saturday, Friday to Sunday. You have all the best players. Go play it. It's pre-22. And that way they can see what the Rat Boys, what everyone is running for tactics. A month before the game comes out, they have this open like beta to let people go see what's broken. They'll see people doing nutmegs. They'll see the broken tactics. They'll see what players, and they can nerf it before the game even drops. Does that make sense?
That's a great... It's lady like a beta test, bro. But like
a month before the game drops in open beta... Everyone just open beta just for 3 days on the weekend for the whole month, and people jump on. You have everything open to you, every card in the game. People play with the biggest cards. EA will instantly see, oh wait, people are running 5-back, people are running 4-2-3-1. We got to nerf this, we got to nerf that. And
why literally EA murk all the Rat Boys instantly? Love this idea.
But instead, EA goes, you know what's going to happen? Jay, you're going to go play Volta skills. We're going to give you career mode. And Matt, you're going to get ultimate team, but you can only, you can't open packs. Like, it makes no sense with the way they do their betas, man. So I don't know. Maybe you guys agree with that idea. It's just a thought. Anyways, guys, we are about to end off this podcast. Before we do, we haven't really talked too much about our guest, man. Matt, what you got going on lately, man? Where can people find you? What's going on?
Yeah, quite a lot. I mean, we're renovating a house at the moment, just moved in. So we're having a lot of that.
I see the blue wall. Is it staying blue?
Yeah. It's actually like Twitch color, like purple. So it's quite nice, actually. Yeah, it's cool.
It's all getting renovated.
A lot of tradesmen painting and just building every day. So it's all going on. And then we're having a baby in like 2 months. So that's happening as well.
Sheesh.
So it's all going on. So yeah, it's been pretty busy.
Congratulations on the house purchase and on the baby coming, man.
Hey,
it's gonna be crazy.
Can't wait.
That's perfect timing. Ray and I were talking about babies, and then we were like, we should wait because of COVID. But you did perfect timing because COVID's kind of slowing down a little bit. The babies aren't, like, that's kind of good timing. Where can people find your everyone's saying congrats, by the way. When do you usually stream?
Normally on Twitch, and then 11 a.m. most days on Twitch. I like getting I think the morning stream is just kind of like they give you a lot more time in the day to do things, so it's good fun.
Yeah, man. If you guys don't know who Matt HD Gamer is, you can check him out on YouTube. Everything is Matt HD Gamer. He's been around since the Cal Freezy days with the KSI. Everyone came from COD. I showed up out of nowhere.
Remember that?
Yeah, Machina Sports. We've been doing this for a very, very, very long time together. So make sure to check out Matt. You can check out my brother also, Jay Toons. He's on Twitch. He's all over the place. Matt, I appreciate you so much for being part of season one of the podcast. Appreciate that, man.
Thank you for having me on.
Everybody listening at home, as content creators, all we want is better gameplay. Hopefully one day we will get that better gameplay, because with share plays, with the content we have now, with good gameplay, I think this game could easily be a top 5 game, if it's not already, in the world of amount of people playing, staying on it, and just fun content. But either way, guys, we will have another podcast coming up very, very shortly for you guys. Everybody who listened at home, I appreciate you. Again, you can rate us Apple Music, Spotify, everywhere. Subscribe to Matt HD Gamer. Subscribe to my brother JTunes. I appreciate y'all so much for watching, and we will catch you in the next podcast. Thanks for watching, guys.
Bye. Take it easy, boys.
Bye.
All right, guys. I'm still live streaming, but I'm going to leave the Discord so I can talk to the boys for a little bit. Matt, you are a fucking legend. Thank you, bro.
Anytime, man. Anytime.
All right, Jay, I'll talk to you soon. I'm going to jump out of Discord. All right, boys. Bro. Later, bros. Thanks, guys. Sheesh. All right, guys. Hey, I hope you guys enjoyed that podcast. I wanted to get Matt on because Matt's been around for so long, and I wanted to get Matt's input. And as you guys can see, chat, another podcast and another... We want the game better, bro. I haven't had one content creator come on that hasn't said they want better gameplay, man. Give me a W, spam, if everybody wants better gameplay, man. We need that better gameplay, man. That's all we're looking for, man. COD time, baby. Nah, chill. So what's going to happen now, guys? I'm going to go on a walk with my fiance, probably get some dinner. Even though I don't need it because your boy is a gordito. And then I am going to come back for the normal stream. We're going to play some FIFA for a little bit. And then we're going to, you know, maybe play COD later tonight, man. Guys, appreciate you all listening to the podcast. Get Run the Foot Mark and Nick on. He's been on before, but I would love to get him again. I don't know if we get him for season two or for the last episode of season one. I don't know if maybe the last episode of season one, we bring on Nep and Run the Foot Mark and Nick at the same time. Should we do a double? Should we have a foursome for the last episode of season one? A nice little foursome? Yes? Maybe we will. W foursome? Yeah, maybe we will. All right, guys, listen. I'm going to get out of here, and I'll be back tonight for the FIFA stream. I got 100 player pick packs. We got our team of the season Bundes pack, and then we'll do some COD and stuff, right? Love you guys, man. I'll be back soon. I love y'all. You guys are amazing. Thank y'all for watching. I swear I'll be back real soon, okay, guys? Hey, yo, you all legends, man. Appreciate y'all listening. Hey, Apple Music, Spotify, I'll be back in a little bit. Y'all better come back because they're not going to send notifications. Y'all better come back. If you don't come back, I will never love you again. I'm just kidding. I will always love you. Bye.